Hello, everybody. I think I started off my last episode having to take a shit. Welcome back, guys. What's up, fuckers? I still have to take shit. So, guys, welcome back to another episode of Was That TMI with Sadie Crowell, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the fucking truth. And that's exactly what this episode is. Let me just give you guys a little life update for the first 30 seconds. I am in Athens, Georgia, college town. I'm sitting in my car in my best friend's parking garage. Let me actually turn my car off. Oh, now the lights are on and people are probably staring at me. I just open my door. Maybe they'll turn off. Whatever, I don't really give a fuck. My best friend McKinley goes to school in Athens, and so I'm up here right now because I am launching my new merch come, like, next week, so get fucking ready because it's my favorite merch yet. It's awesome. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. People I'm launching the merch with are based out of Atlanta, out of Georgia. So I was supposed to have them just ship me the merch down to my house in Florida because that's where I'm living with my parents. Well, when I got the flu, I was supposed to be coming up to Georgia. I think I already explained this, but I got the flu like 2 weeks ago, and I was supposed to be coming up to Georgia Saturday before Thanksgiving. But I couldn't do that, but my family was coming up here for Thanksgiving anyways, so I just rode up on Wednesday when they did. So I just met the people with my merch in Atlanta. And I'm a perfectionist when it comes to merch. There was a few things that I wanted to tweak. Sorry, it still sounds like there's a dick in my throat because I'm still stuffed up. I literally still have not gotten completely better. But there was some stuff I wanted to tweak with the merch, and they were like, okay, perfect. Well, if you're going to be up here, we can just get that back to you. I was supposed to get my hair done on Saturday before Thanksgiving as well. I had to reschedule that. So now I'm getting my hair done this Saturday, December 4th. And I was like, I'm not going to drive all the way home and come all the way back up. And I have to do merch shit while I'm here. Excuse me. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just stay up here for the week. And I was like, oh, and I'll go up to Athens because that's where my friends are. And I can hang out with them rather than be alone in a hotel for a week. So, therefore, I'm in Athens right now, just doing my work from up here. I don't like to film my podcast with anyone around or listening, so I'm sitting in my car in their parking garage. Anyways, today's episode, I figured it's been a few weeks since we've done a story time, a really deep, good story time, and I was like, we need to do it. And I have this story from, I want to say, like, 2019. I have this story from 2019, when I was depressed little Sadie, getting into some dumb fucking shit, doing some dumb stuff, and I mean, I got a fuck ton of stories from that little stage of my life, but this is probably the best and most interesting and most lesson learning one I had. It really doesn't get that bad, but it just made me realize how much of a dumbass I was being. As I've spoken about before, YouTube videos, I think in the podcast, I had a stage in my life where I didn't really have any friends. I actually was going to school at this time. I want to say I was in like 11th or 10th, the end of my 10th grade. I think it was like second semester of 10th grade. I didn't really have any friends, but I did have a few friends in the grade below me that were like cool, nice. They kind of just understood me, you know, they got me. And one of those kids, he lived in the neighborhood right next to mine. So I used to live in a neighborhood with like super small, 24 houses, really little. And then there was a neighborhood next to mine that was huge, massive. And one of the kids that I was really good friends with, he lived in that neighborhood, and he had, like, a basement where he would always have friends over and stuff like that. So, I mean, I snuck out there fucking, I couldn't even tell you how many times. I remember I literally had a pair of shoes that were strictly ruined just because of his backyard, because you had to walk through his muddy-ass backyard and get in through his window. I was, like, I snuck out there all the time. Well, oh my god. You know when there's like there's mucus in your throat, or not your throat, but, like, in your nose? It's, like, causing a bubble, and it's, like, you gotta, like, Peppa Pig it out. But it doesn't come out. Anyways, super sweet kid. Love him to this day. Haven't talked to him in a while. If you're listening, babe, miss you. Hope you're doing well. I would sneak out there all the time and hang out with him, whether he had other friends over or it was just him. And we never were hooking up either. It was literally just strictly going over there, hanging out, doing our little thing. So I got to the point where I was so like, fuck school, fuck everyone here, fuck all this shit, I hate everyone. I was sneaking out on school nights, literally school nights. Like, I would have to wake up at 7 a.m. in the morning and go to school. I would sneak out the night before and go do shit. This was like a normal thing for me. And another thing I would do is I would go downstairs in our garage fridge. My parents would always have a handle of like tequila in the freezer. And I would go downstairs and fucking take shots in my downstairs bathroom alone. Then I would sneak out of the house. I'd done that multiple times before, but this night was a school night and I was like, oh, I'll just fucking go downstairs and take shots this night and whatever. And I remember at this time, I don't know where the fuck my phone was. I want to say it was just broken. My phone was broken. So I was using an iPad. I was using my little brother's fucking iPad that like iPads don't get service when they're not on Wi-Fi. Actually, I think this one, maybe it did. I don't really know. At the time, also, the kid whose house I was always going over to, I think he would always order me Ubers because I would never walk because although it was the neighborhood next door, it was really fucking big and it would take like probably 30 minutes to walk there. So it was always like he would Uber me there or I would Uber there. I don't really know. And I had my iPad. I went downstairs to start taking shots. My parents were asleep. Cooper was asleep. My older brother was asleep. I'm not sure why my mom was sleeping in my room that night, but I remember it like really sketched me out. She probably was fucking worried I was doing some dumb shit. But at this point, my parents had never caught me with anything. I never gotten caught drinking their alcohol, sneaking out. My parents were fucking oblivious to everything I'm doing. And I think my mom came in there to sleep in there, and I was just like, I'm gonna go sleep in Cooper's room or something. I don't know. I don't know how the fuck I got away with all the fuck shit I did. But I do have a lot of pictures and videos from this night that will be on the Instagram at WasThatTMI, which are so funny. And, like, you're literally gonna, like, be able to tell, like, I'm not fucking lying about anything I'm telling you. Like, it's all a fucking true story, and it's all fucked. So my mom came in my room to sleep in there. She fell asleep. Sorry. I went downstairs and did my original routine of taking tequila shots in my downstairs bathroom and then getting ready to leave and sneak out and go hang out with this kid, which I don't even know why the fuck I was getting drunk. Maybe I just thought it'd be fun, but I could have easily went over there and just hung out with him sober. Like I said, it was genuinely nothing like weird. Like it was nothing like, oh, I'm going over there for like a late night booty call. Like, no, I'm like fucking 13 years old. I would go over there and we'd watch Law and Order. So I don't know why I was pounding the tequila before I went and did that. I go downstairs, take the shots, whatever. I want to say it's like midnight maybe when I'm doing this, and it would take me a while because fucking who wants to drink tequila? I cannot even smell tequila now without wanting to throw up my whole intestines. So I don't know how little 13-year-old me was just pounding those down, but I was. But it would take me a little bit of time because, you know, it's fucking tequila and I'm 13 years old. Maybe my taste buds weren't fully fucking formed yet, so I didn't really taste it. But I want to say I left around, I think I actually have a picture, 1:26 a.m. is what it says. It was 1:26 a.m. when I was in the Uber on the way to his house. And it was like a 2-minute Uber, nothing bad. It was literally next door, like I said. Get in the Uber. I'm pretty sure I was fucking hammered. I'm not really positive. One night I did go over to his house hammered, and I remember he was like, Sadie, you're so fucking drunk, like, you need to go home, like, you can't be here, like, why are you fucking hammered? Guys, let me just say, I was a fucking idiot, okay? Telling the story, I don't tell it, and I'm not like, oh my god, I was so fucking funny and cool. No, I'm fucking embarrassed to tell this shit. Like, I was an idiot. I look back on this stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? No wonder you are getting made fun of. But I mean, hey, it made me happy at the time, and it taught me a lot, okay? I wouldn't be where I was today if I didn't have to go through this shit, and I didn't have to learn to have fun by myself and do that. I think my motto at the time was live every day like it was your last, and, I spoke about that once, and I said, it's, you know, live every day like it's your last, be happy, but you can't really live every day like it's your last. Like, you can't go jump off a cliff every day and be like, hey, you know what, I might die today, so I'm gonna do this. But let me just say, 10th grade Sadie was actually doing that. I literally was like, it's a school night, and I have school tomorrow, and I have a fucking final exam tomorrow, but guess what? I could die in my sleep tonight, so I'm going to get absolutely plastered from my parents' tequila and sneak out and go watch Law and Order with my friend because I would rather die knowing I did that the night before than just sleeping. That was my fucking mindset at the time, okay? I was a fucking idiot. I mean, honestly though, I wish I was still like that because I was making a fuck ton of memories, but I was also being a dumbass while doing it. So I get in the Uber, go over to this kid's house. I get there, I don't think I was that drunk. Maybe I was, I don't really know. This happened a while ago. But I get there, we're hanging out, and he had this, like, super cool room. He had, like, this gaming setup, and he had, like, his bed in there, too, and his room's in the basement. He had LED lights down there. You know, it's like a high school boy's little cave. Like, that's what it looked like. Super cool. Like, I could sleep in there all day and have no idea what time it was because, like, there's no light coming in. So I would normally leave his house around, like, I want to say 4:30 latest, like 5 latest, because my mom would get my little brother on the school bus in the morning, and the bus would fucking pick up my little brother, Cooper. I want to say it, like, I could be wrong, but I want to say, like, 6:15. The fucking bus was picking up Cooper. Let me check. Yeah, like 6:30, like the bus was getting Cooper, like around that time. So I would always leave at like 5 the latest because that'd give me enough time to get home, like really fall asleep, whatever, if there was any malfunctions. And let me say this, the best part about sneaking out, I used to sneak out my window. I used to sneak out. I would find different ways to do it and try and be so quiet. Then I got to the point where I would just walk out my fucking front door because I realized my parents couldn't hear the front door opening. But let me say this, there is no better feeling. If anyone's in high school or middle school listening to this or whatever and you are sneaking out, please be safe. I'm not trying to encourage it. But let me say this, when you get home from sneaking out and you realize that you can just be as loud as you fucking want because your parents can walk downstairs and be like, what the fuck are you doing? And you could literally just be like, I'm getting food. It's the most satisfying motherfucking feeling ever. Like, I remember when I would walk in my front door after sneaking out and, like, close it and I would make sure no one was downstairs and I would realize I could just be as loud as I fucking want because my parents could walk out and be like, what are you doing? And I'd be like, what? I woke up and I peed. Like, what? What, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Sorry, that just brought back a really good memory and I wanted to talk about it. I would always get home around like 5:30 or probably even earlier than that. Probably like 5 the latest on school nights because I really can't film this as stuffed up as I am. Do you guys hear me Peppa Pigging? Because I wanted to play it safe, which is fucking stupid anyways, but whatever. So I remember this night, I got to his house, I think we were literally watching Law and Order in his bed, and I was like, don't let me fall asleep, like, if I start falling asleep, like, shake me, do not let me fall asleep, and I had never gone to his house and, like, fully fallen asleep, like, ever, like, I knew it was possible, and if I could sleep the night there one night, I definitely could, but I always was in the mindset of, I can't fucking fall asleep because I have to make sure I can get home. Well, I got there probably around 2, we hung out, I'm not sure for how long, and then the next thing I know, I'm opening my crusty little eyes, I feel like someone's hand on my head, and I'm like, what the fuck, where the fuck am I? Am I lucid dreaming right now? And I open my eyes a little bit more, and I see these LED lights, and I shoot the fuck up, and I'm like, holy fuck, I'm at Sean's, I fell asleep. For all I know, it's fucking 8 a.m. My parents have no idea where I am and the cops have been called. I'm freaking the fuck out. And I remember I had that stupid little iPad and when I got there, it was dead and I had plugged it in. So I'm immediately shoot up and I'm like, holy fuck, Sean, we both fell asleep. And he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, shit, what time is it? And I shoot up across the room, go get my iPad. My iPad's fucking dead. The charger wasn't working. And I'm like, fuck. And he's like, it's 5:30. I was like, holy shit. And so you guys know if you're ordering an Uber, especially like we live in a little suburb area, like if you're ordering an Uber at fucking 5 in the morning, you gotta order that shit at like 4:15 for it to get there at 5. You know what I mean? And I'm like, holy fuck, what the fuck do I do? And I'm like, order me an Uber right now. I don't think I had Uber because I was on my iPad and I was like, order the Uber right now. Like I gotta go. I'll Venmo you. Like I'll give you cash, whatever. Like order the fucking Uber. And he's like, okay, okay. And he's still kind of like in a fucking slumber. Like he's like, what the fuck? And I'm thinking to myself, my mom gets my brother on the bus at like 6:30. She is up and at him at 6 o'clock. And I'm like, fuck, I have 15 fucking minutes to get home, sprint upstairs and get in bed or else I am fucked. So I literally, I'm on the iPad and I'm realizing the iPad's on like 15%. And you guys know iPads, when they fucking get low on battery, those bitches die at like 10%. So I'm shitting myself. I'm literally shitting myself. And I think he ordered an Uber and it was like 5 minutes away. Like we got really lucky and I was like, holy shit, thank you. And this was on his phone where he would order the Uber. So I'm like, thank you. And he's like, of course. He wasn't lying. He showed it to me. He's like, look, it's 5 minutes from here. Like it's gonna pull into the neighborhood in a second. Go outside, wait outside, like it'll be there. And I was like, okay, bet. I go outside. It's fucking pouring. And I'm not talking about like, oh, sprinkling. Like we were having like a severe weather warning, pouring down rain. And I'm like, okay. So I go outside, and he had this little bush in like his front yard. Like he had a bunch of trees in his front yard. So I'm sitting under this bush with my fucking hood on my head. I have the iPad in my hand, and I'm trying to like check the time, make sure like nothing's happening. Well, I waited like 5 minutes. I think I was Snapchatting the kid I was with, and I was like, dude, where's the Uber? Like, it's still not here. It's been over 5 minutes. And he wasn't answering because he had fallen back asleep. I remember that. And I was like, shit. And in those 5 minutes, the iPad died. I was like, I just need to start walking, because where he lived in his neighborhood, it was like there was two entrances to his neighborhood, but he lives so deep in it that you can like walk down a few streets, and like if a car is coming in to pick you up, they're still gonna fucking see you. So I was like, I need to just start walking, because like it's gonna do me no justice to just sit here and wait for this Uber. Like maybe if I walk, at least it'll see me. So I just was going off the last timing I saw, and I'm literally walking. And I'm walking like this down the street, like fucking speed walking in the pouring rain. It literally looked like something out of a fucking movie. And so I'm literally walking in the rain, and I'm literally saying to myself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was counting in order to figure out what time it was. Like I was like, okay, 5:50, whatever, is when I started walking. So I was like, 1, 2, 3, trying to count the fucking minutes, because I was like, I have to at least be home by 6. Like if I don't make it home in 10 minutes, I'm fucked. And like, to be fair, you could probably sprint your heart out and make it back to my house in 10 minutes, but I was like, there's no way I'm gonna make it. So I'm just walking, and I'm like, I'm going off the like thought of this Uber's not coming, this Uber's not gonna get here. And you gotta think about it. I mean, some people go to work at like 5:30. Some people are leaving their houses at 5:30 to go to work. There is fucking cars in this neighborhood passing me. And it could have looked not that weird. I could have been on my morning walk, except we're in a fucking severe thunderstorm warning. Like, it is pouring down rain. I wouldn't be shocked if I looked in my fucking hood when I got home and there was ice cubes in it because it was hailing. Like, it was fucking pouring down rain. And I'm a fucking, like, 13-year-old girl walking on the side of the road. I looked like it looked fucking creepy. And there's cars passing me coming in, and like, I don't know whether or not to put my hand up and be like, hey, is this an Uber? Or like, just keep on walking. But I'm like, surely if an Uber sees me, they might think it's me. So I don't know. Maybe the Uber passed me coming into the neighborhood and I just didn't know. But I was just like, I need to fucking walk. Like, I got to go. So we lived on like a fucking highway almost. Like, they made it a 4-lane road. So it turned into like a really like busy road that we lived on, or our neighborhoods were off of. And so I get down to the road, and it's still pouring, like I said. There's a sidewalk that goes back to my neighborhood, but it's like a good like 10-minute stretch. Not 10, I would say like 6 maybe. It's a good like 6-minute stretch of a walk, and it's on the road. So like there's cars passing you, and I'm like, I don't need someone I know passing me. Like, what if someone pulls out of my neighborhood and sees me? It was still dark out. It wasn't like light outside. It was still dark, but I was just like, all right, like here we go. So I'm walking down this stretch of the road. I'm telling myself I got caught. Like, I'm literally saying, like, Sadie, you got caught. You're gonna get in trouble. Your parents are gonna know you're out. I'm trying to make up a story of what I'm gonna say. Like, I know for a fact I'm gonna get in trouble. Like, maybe they're gonna send me to, like, a fucking private school or, like, something like that. Like, I was just going through, like, whatever. And I was just praying. And I was like, God, look, I know I'm a bad kid. Back then, I didn't, like, really, like, I would still pray. And, like, I've always believed in God, but I wasn't really, like, ever, like, talking to him, you know, like we're bros now, like we weren't back then. And I remember just like praying to God, and I was like, God, please, like just let me get home. Like, even if I'm in trouble, like just let me get home. I want to get home. Like, if I don't get caught, I promise you I'm gonna start cleaning up my act. I'm never gonna sneak out again. Like, I'm not gonna do this stuff anymore. Like, please, I'm begging you, like, let me get home and I'll clean up my act. Like, I just don't want to get in trouble for this. Like, I've been doing this for so long now and I've never gotten caught. Now I'm gonna get caught when I'm almost over this stage of like doing this shit. And so I'm walking down this stretch like to my house, and a cop passes me. A fucking cop. And okay, so there's like this little construction zone that they've been doing work on for so long on this little stretch of road back to my house. And a lot of people can like pull over there if they want to like turn around or whatever. And the cop passes me before I had reached that spot. And I was like, fuck. Like, I saw this cop pass me and they started going slower. And like, what the fuck does it look like? I'm on the fucking sidewalk of the side of this like almost highway with like my hoodie on. It's pouring fucking down raining, and I am just walking. Therefore, though, I could have easily just looked like a jogger or something, like, fucking dedicated as fuck to my workout, you know what I mean? So, like, maybe he didn't think anything of that, but I was just like, oh my god, like, he could easily pull over and just be like, hey, I was just seeing what you were doing. Maybe he wasn't looking, I don't know, it would have been really fucking hard to miss me, but I was shitting myself because I was like, here we go, he's going to fucking pull over into this stretch, and I'm fucked. I would rather make it home and get in trouble than this fucking cop have to take me home and get me in trouble. Thank the Lord, heavens above, he did not pull over, so I was like, okay, I got it. I'm getting there, I'm gonna get home. And so I finally reached my neighborhood, and there's, like, a fence. The people that have the first house in the neighborhood had, like, a fence, and I remember running up to that fence and, like, almost, like, you know when you, like, put your back against something and you're, like, kind of, like, walking down sideways because, like, you're trying to, like, hide, you know what I mean? It's like facing the wall face first, but then you turn around, you put your back on it, like you're gonna do a wall sit. I had, like, my back to the wall and, like, my hands on the wall also, so I'm like, I look like Patrick the fucking star on this fence, and I'm trying to, like, slowly back up because I'm like, fuck, if my mom's down at the bus stop, she's gonna see me. I need to blend in with this wall. And I remember I was at the wall doing that, and I get to the very, like, end of it, and I, like, peek behind, like, into my neighborhood up my street, because I was the first house on the left in my neighborhood, but you would, like, drive up a little hill to, like, get to it. And so I look, I don't see anyone. I'm like, all right, this is, like, now turned into a full fucking army mission. Like, this is no longer make it home in time. This is, like, sneak my way back inside, and I'm gonna be good. And I'm soaking fucking wet, too. Soaking fucking... Not like, oh, like, my hoodie's a little wet. No, I am drenched. Like, my hair, I basically took a shower that night. I could have had shampoo and conditioner on my walk home, and I would have gotten home smelling great. And so, like, when you're looking up into my neighborhood, like I said, I'm the first house on the left, but you have to go up, like, a hill. On the right side, there's that fence where I'm doing the Patrick the Star secretive walk down, and then on the left side, there's, like, woods. But when I was at the fence, I was like, all right, I need to cross my, like, main road of my neighborhood now and get to the side where the woods are, and I'm gonna go through the woods up to my house, because you could do that. So I sprint across the street, praying that no one from my neighborhood is gonna, like, be pulling out or anything. And I'm in the woods, I'm walking up the woods to my house, and most of the time I snuck out the front door. Sometimes I would go out my back door too, so I was like, I need to go in my back door, because in the back of my house, or my old house, you can see in to, like, the kitchen and stuff. So I'm like, if they're awake or the lights are on, at least I can look in and see, and then wait for them to go to the bus stop and then sneak in my house and run back up to my room and get in bed. Which, I don't know where my mind process was, because literally, like, my mom was sleeping in my bed, and I think I said I was going to sleep in Cooper's room. So they would have woken up and been like, where the fuck even was she? So I'm in the backyard, and I kind of, like, am really quietly, like, special opsing my way to the backyard, the back porch. I get to the back porch, the lights aren't on, and I'm like, okay, I need to fucking sprint around to the front of my house right now and walk in the front door. Like, if I can just make it in my house, it's fine. And I was like, I was kind of planning that if my mom were to see me outside or anything, I would just be like, I was going on a walk, which she would have been like, no, you weren't. But honestly, I don't know. Kelly sometimes would believe really dumb shit. So I was like, I could easily just be like, I don't know, I woke up and the rain, like, looked nice and I was crying and I just wanted to go on a walk. Like, maybe throw some, like, pittiness into there, because they kind of knew I was, like, a depressed little mess. I don't know. I was just planning so many different things. I was also going to say, like, literally, like, my friend picked me up to go to Waffle House. Like, we went just, like, in the morning, and then he was dropping me off and I was going to, like, get ready for school and stuff. But he dropped me off at the end of the street because I didn't want you to know, and that's why I'm soaking wet. Like, I had a few little stories planned, but after I prayed, I was just like, God, like, I'll tell the truth if I get in trouble, but, like, I really don't want to, whatever. So I run to the front and I get in my front door. I'm soaking wet. So, like, anywhere I step, it's gonna be wet. And if my mom wakes up right now, and keep in mind, I have no idea what time it is. I have no fucking clue what time it is. So I don't know if it's 6:15 and she already brought Cooper to the bus. Like, I don't know. And so I walk in my front door and I'm soaking wet. The lights were still off downstairs and everything. And I run back to my laundry room and literally strip naked because I'm like, okay, this looks so sus if they come downstairs and I'm soaking wet. I mean, like, it doesn't look sus if I'm naked. I'm a fucking idiot. But I was just like, I need to get these clothes off, and I'm throwing them in the bottom of a laundry hamper and covering them with other clothes. That way, like, they can't tell. So I run back there into the laundry room, take off all my clothes. I'm pretty sure I probably wrapped myself in, like, a towel or something. I think I did, actually. And I walking back to where my stairs are in my house, and I'm wiping up the floor because the floor is soaking fucking wet from me being, like, soaked in the house. And so I'm wiping up the floor, and then I sprint upstairs and I go in my bathroom. And so me, my younger brother, and my older brother all shared a bathroom. Like, my upstairs was pretty small. It was, like, you walk up the stairs, my brother's room's on the left, and then there's, like, you can go to the right, and it's my room, Cooper's room, my parents' room, and a bathroom. And, like, my parents had their own bathroom, but me and my two brothers shared a bathroom. So I sprint upstairs in this towel, and I immediately go in the bathroom. And so, like, if you were to use the bathroom at night, my parents could hear it 1,000%. Like, if you were to just walk in there and turn on the light, they can hear it. Same with, like, anytime anyone took a shower, anything, like, you could hear what was going on. And I turn the shower on because I'm like, I can't go get in Cooper's bed or my bed with my hair soaking wet. Like, that's gonna be so obvious. Like, they're just gonna be like, what are you doing? So I immediately go and I turn on the shower. And I still don't know what time it is or anything, but I know that my mom hasn't woken up Cooper. So I'm like, okay, it's maybe 6:15. I don't know. I hop in the shower and then I get out. And I remember going in my room. My mom was like, maybe my mom wasn't in my room anymore. I think maybe she like left my room and went back to hers, because I remember going and getting back in bed and she wasn't in there. And I don't think they heard the shower either. So I just like got in bed in like a sweatshirt and like shorts or whatever. And I laid down and like, I think I plugged in the iPad and I was waiting for it to turn on. I do not. 5 minutes later, I hear my mom getting up and I'm like, holy shit, I did it. Like, I fucking accomplished this shit. And I'm laying in bed, iPad turns on. I don't remember what time it was, but like it was time for Cooper to get up and get ready for school. So probably like 6:15 or something. And I'm like just laying in bed and I'm like, holy shit, I can't believe I did that. Like I was debating on going to sleep or not because of just the fucking shit I just experienced. And next thing you know, I get a ring on the iPad from my mom. She was FaceTiming the iPad. And I was like, oh God. Like, and I think that at this point she had already brought Cooper down to the bus stop. And I was like, okay, fuck. Like, she knows. Like, I'm about to get in trouble because maybe she's gonna FaceTime me and show me something downstairs and be like, what's this? And I answer, and she goes, I don't know what you were doing last night, but you left the light on in the laundry room. Fucking scared me to death. I literally, like, my heart dropped that moment. I was ready for her to be like, but there's a bottle of tequila in the bathroom, or the front door was unlocked when I brought Cooper to the bus stop, or everything's fucking soaking wet downstairs and I found your wet clothes. What the fuck were you doing? I had no fucking idea what she was gonna say. And she literally just goes, but you left the light on in the laundry room downstairs. I don't know what I said, but I probably was just like, I was folding my clothes last night late when you went to bed. Like, I don't know what the fuck I said, but I was just like, okay. And then I passed the fuck out. Holy shit, I'm good. I did it. And of course, I'm still going to bed. Like, fuck, I hope she doesn't find anything else out. But like, literally, just didn't get caught. And then I went to school and I remember I saw the kid whose house I was at school and he was like, what the fuck happened? And I was just so embarrassed at like what had happened that I was just like, dude, I had to walk home in the pouring rain. Like, that's all I know. Like, I just don't even want to talk about it. I'm sure that wasn't the end. I'm sure I didn't keep my promise to God, which I'm sorry about, God, if you're listening. I don't think I was going off the rails as much anymore. Like, I'm not sure that I was going downstairs and drinking tequila and then leaving on school nights. I think I kind of toned that down, but I definitely still had some fuck shit days after that. But that was probably the most lesson learning, opening my eyes, sneak out story time. But yeah, that was the story that I think really opened my eyes to, okay, maybe I don't need to sneak out and get fucked up on a school night when we're having a severe thunderstorm warning. Maybe I can just like chill that night and go to bed. But yeah, that's really that. Yeah, that's the time I snuck out and almost got caught and somehow didn't. Love you guys and hope you enjoyed that story time. Go check out the Was That TMI Instagram. It's literally at Was That TMI on Instagram. Whenever I post an episode, I'm posting pictures and shit like that, that you can kind of get a visual of this because I don't have a video version yet that a lot of you guys have been asking for. Hopefully soon I'll do that when I start having guests on and stuff. But for right now, I just have a lot on my plate with a YouTube video week and a podcast that the visual would just kind of be hard right now. But yeah, I love you guys so much. Stay tuned for that new fucking merch because it's fucking sick. I love you guys. And yeah, God bless. Have a good one. And I'll see you next Wednesday, fuckers. Love you.